Would turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6. We'll just be a few moments tonight when the Lord has laid on our hearts. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Beginning at verse 1, the Bible says, again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal El of Judah, to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, that dwelleth between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, that was in Gibeah, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drave the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps, and on psalteries, and on timbrels, and on cornets, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God, and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. The Bible says in verse 7, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of that place Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David. But David carried it aside into the house of Obadiah the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obadiah the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obadiah and all his household. Let's pray. Father, David was wanting to bring the ark of God back to Jerusalem there, and where he would have the presence of God there, where he would feel the power and the presence of God. They had not had this ark in a long time. The Philistines had captured the ark. And the Bible says in verse number 1, it said, and David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel. There was 30,000 that he had got to go get this ark back. I thought about how David had gathered together all the chosen men. You know, I thought something, Christian. I thought when I was studying this, I thought, you know what? God is looking for some chosen people today. He's looking for some chosen men and women, amen, that'll stand on the Word of God. He's looking for some men today that'll take hold of the Word of God. He's looking for some men today that'll reach out and want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's looking for some chosen men today that'll come into the house of God and just worship in spirit and in truth. He's looking for some men today. Not, listen, I know that there's a lot of times that you know, we don't come to the house of God. There's a lot, and I'm guilty of it myself at times. And there's a lot of times when we just get so busy and we get so tied up in the things of the world that it seems like we don't have time to study the Word of God. We don't have time to pray like we ought to pray. We don't have time to do the things that God would want us to do. Can I tell you, He's looking for some men and women today that want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. David had gathered together 30,000 chosen men. You know, and that's the exact amount. If you study it out over there in 1 Samuel 4:10, that's the exact amount of men that fell when they were fighting the Philistines over there in 1 Samuel 4:10. The Bible says, and the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent. And there was a very great slaughter for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen, and the ark of God was taken. He took the exact amount of men, 30,000 according to the KJV, the Word of God, and took them to get the ark back, amen. He took the exact amount. Let me tell you something. But you know what I thought about? There was a mistake here that was going to be made by Uzzah because he had touched the holy ark. And they were not carrying it the right way, the way that God had told Moses how to carry that ark. And we'll get into that in just a moment. But can I tell you, I didn't read anywhere in here where David had went before the Lord God Almighty, where he went before Jehovah God, where he prayed about what he should do. Can I tell you, there's times in our lives when we do things, even if we feel right doing them, even if it seems like we're doing the right thing. Can I tell you, we need to go to God Almighty first and get the help from him and have exactly what he would have us to do, praise God, amen. Listen, there's times when we just get so wrapped up, and there's times when we just do things, and we kind of do them on our own. If you're like me, you can say yes, amen. We do those things. I'm telling you, church, we need to go before God in prayer and get the advice from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, amen. He'll give us the right direction. He'll give us the right advice. It doesn't matter what we're doing and what we're going to do. Go before God Almighty and get the advice from the Lord God Almighty, amen. And I didn't see where David did that. I just seen he said he went out to gather 30,000 men, and the Bible says, watch, and David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal-el of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God. He arose up. Those two little words, David arose. Church, sometimes we just need to get off our seats. Sometimes we just need to, can I say, get out of our comfort zone. Sometimes, can I say, just listen, what God tells us to do, what he wants us to do, we just need to arise and we need to start doing it. Listen, if God's telling you to witness to somebody, go ahead and arise and start witnessing to them. I can tell you story after story where God has spoken to my heart and I didn't do it. And I've seen people slip off into eternity that I could have talked to about Jesus, amen. It's happened to me in my life. Sometimes we just need to get off our seats and we need to rise for Jesus Christ. He rose for us 3 days in the grave, amen. He come out of the grave and conquered death, hell, and the grave. And we need to rise for Jesus Christ at times. When he tells us to do things, when the Holy Spirit of God speaks to our heart, we need to start doing it. We need to get up, get off our comfort zones, amen, and start living for Jesus. Start doing what God would have us to do. Hey, listen, I need help in my life in that area. Amen. Pray for me. There's times that I need to do things that sometimes I get so wrapped up in business. I get so wrapped up, can I even say in ministry? That there's times when I don't do what God Almighty would have me do. Let's put him first. Let's do what we ought to do for Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says he arose and went with all the people to bring up from thence the ark of God. David wanted to honor God. And David wanted to give him his rightful place as king of the nation. And you know what that would be? One nation under God, under Jehovah God. Can I tell you, America needs that today. Can I tell you, listen, it says we pledge allegiance, one nation under God. And it says it here and there. But I tell you what, this world, this country is not living like that, amen. They're not living like one nation under God. Listen, we live like some people live like a bunch of heathens out there, amen. Doing their own things, wicked ways. We need to have God first place in our life. And give him first place and do what is correct and right in our lives so a lost and dying world can see Jesus in us. One nation under God. I believe we started doing that. I don't know if it will ever happen. But if we start doing that, I believe this nation will start to come back a little bit. Amen. But I tell you what, without Jesus Christ as number one, without him there in front place of everything, it's not going to happen. Amen. David wanted to bring that ark back and give God his rightful place. Right there. You know, the presence of the ark meant the presence of the Lord. When we got God in our hearts, when we know Jesus Christ, amen, he's present in our lives. And that means we can go to him when we need help. Amen. That means we can go to him when we got prayers that need to be answered. That means we can go to God. He's present in our lives for any situation in our lives. We can go to God Almighty because he's there. He's in the very presence of our lives. And it meant the presence of the Lord meant security and victory for them. Can I tell you something? You want victory in your life? You want security in your life? You want victory in your life? Go ahead and give God first place in your life. You'll have victory in your life if we're doing what God Almighty would have us do. The Bible says, and they set the ark of God upon a new cart. They thought they were doing a good thing by going out and building a brand new cart. Building this cart and trying to make it look right and trying to make it the best wood and trying to do the best they could do. They weren't doing the right way. They weren't doing the right thing. Not what God Almighty had told Moses. They weren't doing the right thing. They went out and they bought a new cart and they built one. Well, they didn't go to Home Depot. Amen. They probably had Charles might have built that thing. I don't know. Anyhow, it was good looking. I'm sure it was brand new and it looked good, but it wasn't right in the eyes of God. Can I tell you, there's times that we'll do things in our lives that might feel good, that might look good, but it ain't right in the eyes of God. Amen. We need to do what's right in the eyes of God, and do it that way. And how do you know that? By reading the Word of God. There's no other way you're going to know. You got to read the Word of God to understand what God wants you and I to do is to get into the book, read the Word, study the Word, meditate it, chew upon it, amen, and get into the Word of God. They thought they were doing good. They brought it into the house of Abinadab. I love looking up names and things of places. It makes the Bible just come alive. It makes the Bible just like, it's awesome to look, get into the concordance. And I don't know if I told you before, I used to have one of them big concordance and it's about wore out. And now I got my little iPhone and I can go to it. Isn't that awesome? And you can click on it, click on the chapter. You can click on the concordance. Takes you right to it. I can find it in minutes. It'd take me 10 minutes to look a word up in the concordance. It's so thick. But I can go to my iPhone, look it right up. And it'll tell me words that I absolutely love. That makes the Bible come alive. Amen. That word Abinadab, amen. It means my father is willing. You say, what's that mean? I'm glad my father was willing to come to earth. I'm glad 2,000 years ago he was willing, amen, to come to a lost and dying world, to come and give his life on Calvary, to shed his blood, amen. I'm glad he was willing, amen, to come. Left all of heaven's splendor, came down and gave his very life. I'm glad he was willing. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to die on the cross, but he did. He didn't have to give his life a ransom for many, but he did, praise God. I'm glad he was willing. Because you and I both needed a Savior. You and I both needed a friend. You and I both needed Jesus Christ, amen. The Bible says Abinadab was in Gibeon. And Uzzah and Ahio, whatever it is, the sons of Abinadab, the Bible says they drave the new carts. That was the way the Philistines did it. If you read back there in 1 Samuel 7:12, it says, this is the Philistines. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart and the coffer with the mice of gold and the images of the emeralds. They were following the ways of the Philistines. They were doing it exactly how the Philistines did it. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? Because the Philistines weren't following the Word of God. Let me tell you something. We need to follow the Word of God. The Holy Bible, the book, amen. We need to do it the right way. Don't do the way of the things of the world. They are not doing it the right way. They are going to wind up dying, going to a place called hell. Amen. They're not doing it God's way. We need to do things God's way, the right way. Don't follow the things of the world. Don't do it the way the world does it. Let me tell you what, the way the world, that Satan will make it look good. He'll make it sound good. He'll make it feel good. He'll make it look like this is easy, simple. It's okay, don't worry. You're not doing anything wrong. But I tell you what, not in God's eyes. We need to do it God's way. Now, can you imagine David doing it that way? David had to know how to do it. He had to understand that. But he did it the way that the Philistines were doing it. And we might sit in the house of God and think, oh my, we're doing things right. We're coming to church. We're doing all the right things. We're singing the songs and in the choir and up doing this and doing that. My friends, if we don't have Jesus in our hearts, nothing good about it. Amen. We need to have the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. We need to do things the right way. Watch. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeon, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. They were doing it their way, the way they wanted to do it, the way that they remembered or watched or heard about the way the Philistines did it. And the Bible says, and Ahio went before the ark, which was okay, I guess, but they weren't doing it the right way. I thought about that. I thought sometimes as Christians, we're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to live right and do right. And he said he went before the ark. And sometimes we get ahead of God. Sometimes we try to get ahead of God Almighty, just like David did when he went out to get the ark. Instead of getting down on his knees and praying to Jehovah God, how should I do this? What's the right way? He just went ahead and did it. He was the king, amen. He was doing a good thing, but it wasn't the right way. Don't get ahead of God Almighty, amen. Listen, there's times, and I understand, there's times when you pray to God and there's things that you want God Almighty to do in your life, and I'm right there with you. I got both hands up, and sometimes we try to get ahead of our prayers. Amen. Somebody say amen. That's true. Sometimes we try to get ahead of God and we'll say, well, this must be okay. I feel it's the right way. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Wait for the answer. There's a song that Dave England wrote. I love that song. I can't believe I don't sing as much. It says, the answer is on the way. Don't you get ahead of God. Don't you get ahead of the Word. Don't you get ahead of what He wants you to do. Live right. Pray right, witness, and do the right thing. And don't get ahead of God. Let Him lead you and guide you in your life. And you'll be doing the right thing. Watch. I went before the ark. Watch with number 5. And David and all the house of Israel. Brother, there was a lot of people there. I want you to picture all these thousands of people there. All the house of Israel played before the Lord. You know something? When we sing in church, and when we sing, some of us sing at home in the shower, amen, I do. When we sing wherever we're at, we ought to do it for the glory of God. Whatever we do. When Brother Jim does the choir, hey, it's all for the glory of God, amen. It's wonderful to hear the great voices. It's wonderful to hear the songs, but it needs to be for the glory of God only, amen. Everything we do ought to be for the glory of God. They played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and trembles and on cornets and on cymbals. I want you to picture this celebration. They're going down there with this cart. And everything's going good in their eyes, but it's not right in God's. And they're sitting there going down this road, down this gravel dirt road, and they're having celebrations. They got, what, 5 or 6 instruments there? And they're playing all these instruments, and they're just praising the Lord, and they're worshiping God, and they're having a good time, and just going down there thinking they're doing the right thing. And all of a sudden, Satan steps up. You know, I thought about that. I thought, there's times when we worship God. There's times when we come into the house of God. There's times when we're having a good time, amen. I've been to revival meetings where the house is packed and we're having a good time. I've been to Wednesday night prayer meetings where we have a good time. I've been to different church services where there's a good time, and y'all been there too, amen. I've been to many here, and I'll tell you what, Satan does not like it. He will do everything he can to try to destroy it. He will do everything he can to try to ruin the good time in the house of God. Amen. Even if you're alone by yourself worshiping God, he'll try to do everything he can to destroy that time and fellowship that you've got with God Almighty. And that's what happens here. They were just having a good time playing the instruments, going down the road, carrying the ark of God. Amen. Having a good time. And all of a sudden, watch what happens. It said, when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God, and he took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. They're going down there on this threshing floor, and all of a sudden, I don't know, there must have been a rut or something in the floor. It's normal, a flat area where they do the grain stuff there, and it's normal kind of flat. But there must have been a little rut in there, because that cart must have kind of went off on that wheel, and that ark got ready to fall. And Uzzah got, he wanted to do something good. He thought he was doing good. Church, a lot of times we think we're doing the right thing, and we ain't. He got a hold of that and tried to push that thing back. He put his hand on the ark of God. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? Let me read to you. Where am I at here? They took hold of it, verse 6, over in the other part, let me tell you something, said the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it, but they shall not touch. They shall not touch any holy thing, this is in Numbers, lest they die, only the Levites would carry that. They would carry that with the staves, the rings and the staves, and they would carry that. They did not put that on a cart. They were to do it God's way. Uzzah took a hold of that and put it, tried to stop it from falling down. He tried to do the right thing, but they weren't doing it right from the beginning. They were doing it the world's way, the wrong way. He took a hold of that. Uzzah meant well. He didn't want the ark of God to fall, but it wasn't God's way. Let me state this right. There's times that we think we're doing everything just right. There's times that we think we're just worshiping and doing things the right way. My friends, if they're not God's way, it's not pleasing in His sight. It's not pleasing to Him. We need to do things God's way. I think too many times, and I know myself, I'm guilty of it. There's times when we just do things because we feel that it's the right way. And that's okay, as long as it's the way of God. Amen. I'm trying to get the point across tonight that we need to do things God's way. His way is the only way. Let's take it a step further. How do we get to heaven? By Jesus Christ. Amen. There is no other way. It's only through Him. How do we worship the Lord God in spirit and in truth? It's only about Him. When we're not doing it God's way, we're doing it the wrong way. The Bible says over there, he died there by the ark of God. There was anger, God's anger, because they were doing things the wrong way. It was sin. And I thought about this. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But, thank God, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're just nothing but a bunch of sinners. I love to hear my preacher say that. Just a dirty, no good, rotten, dirty, filthy sinner. Saved by God's marvelous grace. Amen. Amen. Thank God for His grace tonight. He was smitten there. The Bible says, and David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. And he called the name of the place Perzir Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day. He had a godly fear of God. He had a reverence for God. You know what? God loves us. We love God. But we need to do things the right way. And we need to have a godly respect and reverence fear of God, amen. Because He is the one that's in control. He's the giver of life. He's the taker of life, amen. He's the one that's got it all in control. God Almighty, amen. We need to have a reverence for God. When we come to the house of God, we need to try to look our best. We need to try to dress our best, amen. We need to try to sing our best. We need to try to hear the Word of God the best we can when our pastor preaches the Word of God, amen. Hey, listen, have a godly respect for God, amen. Because He's God. There's only one God, Jesus Christ, amen, God Almighty. God the Father, the Son, we need to have a respect. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? How's this ark going to come to me now? Uzzah got killed because he touched the ark, but he was doing the wrong thing and they were doing the wrong thing the whole time. I'm glad that Jesus came to us one day. We could not go to Him. We could not go to God, amen. He came down to us. David said, how shall the ark of God come to me, come to us? Hey, listen, I'm glad that God came down one day in the form of man in Jesus Christ and gave His life, amen. He came to us. We could not go to Him. It's only through the blood, amen. That song we sang earlier. So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David. But David carried aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite, one of David's bodyguards, a Levite. He carried that into the house. And I wonder, I'm thinking, did he really want that thing there? Did he really want it at the house? If he was married, did his wife really want it at the house? Would you want it? You rat the house of this guy. You know what I thought about? We need to take the Word of God to a lost and dying world, no matter if they want it or not, no matter if they laugh at us or not. We need to take the Word of God to a lost world. Amen. I'm not sure if they wanted that ark there. I have no idea. But God Almighty was going to bless them. And when we take the Word of God and we share it, whether they want it or not, and they get saved, amen, they'll have a changed life, praise God. Hey, listen, and God will bless their life. And I know that personally because God changed my life one day. And God gave me a brand new life. And God made a brand new creature out of me. You know why? Because somebody cared enough to tell me about Jesus. Somebody cared enough to share the gospel. And there was times that I didn't want to hear it. Took the ark of God over there to Odom-Beam. And it said it for 3 months. 3 months. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obadiah, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obadiah and all his household. Let me tell you something. God Almighty will bless your life once you know him, once you're a child of his, once you're doing things the way that he wants you to do it. That ark stayed in that house for 3 months. And I bet you there was blessings after blessings after blessings. And you start serving God. And you start living for God. And you start doing all you can for God Almighty. I'll tell you what, there will be blessings in your life. There will be blessings in your family's life. It's the way God is. He said he blessed Obadiah and all his household. The message and the thought. Are we doing things God's way? Are we doing things the way that God would have us to do? There's times, like I said, I'm guilty of it, that we jump ahead of God. Ohio went before the cart. He kind of jumped ahead. Did the wrong thing. Uzzah put his hand up, did the wrong thing. They all thought they were doing something good for God Almighty. My friends, they were doing it the wrong way. And if you want blessings in your life, if you want joy in your life, if you want peace in your life, if you want happiness in your life, let's do it God's way. Let's do it the way the Bible tells us. Let's do it the way that God instructs us to do it. Don't get ahead of God. Don't do things that we should not do. Let's do things the Lord's way. Let's do things that'll please our Savior. He's done everything to bless us, Rick. He's done everything to please us. Look around. Look at the church that we have. Look at the pastor that we have. A man of God that loves the Word. A man of God that loves the Lord. A man of God that's willing to preach 3-4 times a week. And brother, it takes a lot to study for one message. Amen. Hey, a man of God that loves God. A shepherd that loves the sheep, that loves the people here. Amen. We're blessed. Amen. We've got air conditioning in here. It feels good tonight. I feel good. Normally I'm cold, but boy, I'm hot tonight. But it feels good in here. Beautiful carpet, wonderful padded seats, amen. I didn't even get any dust when I hit that. Praise God. They're clean. Everything's wonderful in this church. We're blessed. God's blessed this country, amen. God has blessed our families. If you're like me, you're blessed with family, children, grandchildren. Some of us great-grandchildren. Some of us are blessed with a little dog, amen, or a big dog. I'm just thinking how God, and much God has blessed. We could stay here for hours. What God has blessed us with. Amen. But are we doing things God's way? God's way. Heads bowed, eyes closed. We're not going to tarry long.